Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
What is up, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Pointless Sports Opinions. I'm the Big Dog, joined alongside by my best friend, Nasty Nate. Nate, how you doing?
What up? It was a good, like I said, I told you the trades were going to make it a little bit interesting. I know you, I don't think you watched after, what, the first 10 picks yesterday?
Yeah, that's all I lasted this year was 10 picks. Because I kept hearing all this shit, there's going to be a lot of big trades and everything, and I thought Carolina and all these teams are going to trade, nobody did shit. But, yeah, what other than the draft, what have you been up to? You been good this week?
No, just working.
Working hard? Sorry. Me and Nathan also made margaritas before this pot. So, we've been preparing for this draft a little too long. All right. Make sure you follow us at PSO Sports 1 on Twitter and Instagram. And Pointless Sports Opinions on at everything else. Yeah, we're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. You know, we're on all these great sites. Check us out. Just, like, kind of let the cat out of the bag. Caleb will be joining me Monday. We're recording this right now on Friday the 29th. But Caleb will be joining me Monday for an NBA playoff pod.
Yes.
So we're going to have a lot of content pumping out here in the next week or so.
I was actually just going to tell you that today was you guys need to do some more basketball.
The Celtics, man, just incredible. Incredible. That's what I've been doing. I've been walking around the streets of New York in my Boston Celtics sweatshirt and just getting so many disgruntled looks and horrible things, you know.
You know, they haven't started the second round yet, have they?
No. Sunday.
Good stuff. Speaking of the streets of New York, though, I want to know, what's the buzz around New York about the Jets, the Giants, you know, after the first round, what's the word?
Sad. I think sad.
For both?
Sad's the word. Yeah, honestly.
No.
I mean, they don't. There's not a lot of optimism here, you know.
I felt good about the Jets first round. I did.
Yeah. It was good. It was good. I agree. It's just, I don't know. If you're a Jets fan, you understand. Like, they just always have that pessimistic look on it. I personally agree with you, though. I think the Jets did really good for a first round. Garrett Wilson and Sauce, like, that's what we talked about. They needed a guy. I know I kind of look like a hypocrite, too, because I talk so much shit.
They also got
on Garrett Wilson
at 26.
And Jermaine Johnson. Yeah. you know, they, I think they had a good draft. I talked a lot of shit on Garrett Wilson, but he is a legitimate offensive threat at his peak, you know, whether, I mean, we'll see how good he is in the pros, but I still think that's a great pick by the Jets. What do you think? What do you think about the Jets?
I loved it. Like I said, I think Jermaine Johnson at 26, a lot of people I saw were projecting him closer into the top 10. you know, getting him at 26, I think, is a good deal. I wouldn't have picked him in the top 10. But then you look at Garrett Wilson. I can go either way about him, whether he was the right guy there. Maybe not the best receiver on my board, but
I think you can argue it.
You know,
London was already gone.
Sauce at four, I like that.
Yeah.
I honestly wish, instead of taking Garrett Wilson there, I really was wanting them to go with Kyle Hamilton there.
Really? I think that would have been a little. I would have liked it just because they really, really, really need to improve the defense. That defense, weren't they dead last? They were behind the Texans, I'm pretty sure. That defense is horrible. So going heavy, heavy defense, especially like you said, Kyle Hamilton. I mean, he's arguably the best player in the draft. That would have been good, but I think they just needed some offense. I would have just kind of been blue-balled a little bit that they didn't add to the offense at all. I don't know how much I would have liked that.
You can get receivers in the second round. They're still flying off the shelves here.
You got a good point. And guess who's not flying off the shelf? Kyle Hamilton.
Yeah, he did. What did he go at 14? I think something like that. You know that's the thing. There's been some guys that are sliding down on the board. Actually, as we're recording this. On day two here, I was at 68, and still no Malik Willis, still no N'Kobe Dean.
Jeez.
I think a little bit later at 74, when I wrote that down, the Falcons went ahead and took Desmond Ridder as the second quarterback off the board over Malik Willis. I kind of shaking my head. I'm looking at the two. I don't hate the fit. I like that fit in Atlanta, but what do you think?
I was just about to ask you, like, he dropped. I mean, this is a pretty big drop. Desmond Ridder, like, in front of him, too. Like, is it kind of like a Jacoby Dean thing where it's like, you know, is there something, like, wrong with him?
Maybe.
Like, I mean,
there's obviously something that 32 general managers don't like here.
Yeah, and like we got to pick 20, like because Pittsburgh picked Kenny Pickett, and I was on the phone with you, I'm pretty sure, and I was like this would be perfect if they got Malik Willis. I would not argue him being the 20th pick in the draft.
No, I wouldn't have.
And now, yeah, we're in the third round. Now it feels like whoever gets him is getting a steal.
Now I'm saying, please, somebody take him.
You know, but I don't know. Maybe it's like a Geno Smith type.
I don't know.
Maybe it's like a Geno Smith type situation where it's like, you know, he's projected to go in the first round, but there's just something about him that GMs don't like, and he turns out to not be that good. Maybe that's it.
They caught on to something.
Yeah, I mean, collectively, they don't all come together and do that.
Yeah.
Who was your favorite pick out of the first round?
Oh. Honestly, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you two because...
Okay.
My favorite pick, I would probably say, was Kyle Hamilton going to the Ravens.
I like that.
I really like that pick. But if it weren't for this... I think this is going to be a terrible, terrible move. Is Trayvon Walker going number one and Aiden Hutchinson going number two? I love Aiden Hutchinson dropping the Lions. I think that's a mistake by the Jaguars.
Is it bad that I kind of like him more? He was better off being on the Lions which you don't say that very often. But no. It was more. I think it's more of a fit thing too. Like he seems like one of Dan Campbell's type of guys. You know, bite the kneecaps off of people and shit. Like and he works in Detroit.
He does. He seems like a mature kid, hard worker, and just gonna go get the job done. That works in Detroit. That's what they're trying to build there. I think he's gonna fit in there. But Trayvon Walker, I didn't really think they were gonna make that pick. My brother texted me Thursday morning and said, "Who do you think's going number one?" I said, "Aiden Hutchinson." I really didn't expect.
You should have listened to him. I came on this pod and said Trayvon's going one. You gotta believe me. And guess what? I just started watching draft stuff that week too that we did that pod because I didn't care about this draft at all. I actually had to catch up, and then I found that out.
Yeah, I just don't see it. I don't see how you take him over Aiden Hutchinson in that spot, but whatever.
I like the Kyle Hamilton. That was good. I was gonna say the Ravens maybe had like a sneaky best first round, but they got rid of Marquise Brown.
Yeah.
I mean they gave up Hollywood. Ravens got 23, and the Cardinals get Brown.
What was the deal with that? I mean, did he want out? What was? I really didn't hear any rumors about him being traded ahead of time.
He was rumored to some trades last season, and kind of like going into this offseason, he was rumored to trades, just because like it kind of. I think it's reaching its kind of peak here in Baltimore. He's not a one. He's definitely not a one. But then again, who's going to step up and take his place?
He's more of a one than anybody else they have.
Exactly. Other than Mark Andrews, I agree
with you. He's not a one. But
yeah, without a doubt.
I don't know what the deal is. Yeah, Mark Andrews is. I mean, he's not really a outside deep threat though.
Yeah, true. I mean, I think it definitely like this team did not get better from this pick, which if you're regressing going into this next season, you're not going to make the playoffs.
No, and by the like, way, we're I feel at like, pick 80 and they still haven't taken a receiver.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I said today I was talking about you know, the Ravens and the Titans too, because we'll get to that in a second. But the AJ Brown trade. How do you come out of this saying my team's better, especially as two teams that are looking to make the playoffs this year? You know, how do you come out of this and say my team's better? Neither one of them did. At least the Titans, when they moved up and traded AJ Brown away, went and got a receiver. The Ravens didn't even do that.
Yeah, exactly. And okay,
still
for clarification, Marquise Brown is under contract. He's a free agent after next season. So 2023, he's out.
That's why.
So okay. He's going to get paid a decent amount. I mean, I don't think he could get Christian Kirk money, but I didn't think Christian Kirk could get Christian Kirk money.
Right.
Exactly. So you never know. And if anything, for him, this is perfect. Like, you're not the one anymore. You're two. You know, you're in your spot. Right. You're a good number two. He's not a one. You know, I think he could maybe put up better stats in this spot than he could as a one.
Yeah, Arizona likes to throw the ball. I think this is a good spot.
Yeah.
But having D-Hop next to him, that's going to help.
Yeah, and maybe, I mean, they're trying, I guess, get, you know, Kyler to stick around. Dangling Marquise Brown in front of me ain't going to make me want to stay, though, personally.
Right. I mean, but look at that offense, though. I mean, with Kyler Murray, D-Hop, they've got Zach Ertz now. I mean, they added him late last year. That offense looks pretty decent. They still got James Conner. They lost Christian Kirk, but Rondale Moore looked pretty good after last year.
They lost Chase Edmond too.
Mm-hmm. Where did he go? I forgot.
You mentioned AJ Brown. I think he went to Miami, right?
No, that was Raheem Mostert.
Oh shit! No, I can't remember. Great pod.
Keep going. I'll
great analyst. AJ Brown, as you mentioned, he got traded too. He got traded for the number 18th pick and a third round pick. Hold and on. Then instantly. Right. What?
Miami. He's on Miami.
He's on Miami? Thank you. Thank you. All right, then we're not. One of us is a bad analyst, not the other one.
Here we go. Move on.
AJ Brown, he got traded for a first and a third. And basically the same trade that Hollywood got dealt with. Are they on the same level? Are they in the same stratosphere?
No.
Why the hell is this even close?
Why did Devontae go for a one and a two and then Tyreek?
Devontae was a one and a third, wasn't he?
Oh, he was. I think he was a one and a third.
Devontae was a one and a third too. Yeah, what the hell? This is all, like, I don't understand receiver stock right now at all.
No, not at all. Can I get
D-Hop for a second and a seventh? Like, what the fuck? Like, I just don't get it. I don't understand. He instantly re-upped with Philly. 4 years, $100 million, $57 million guaranteed. He was going to be...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Be a free agent soon, and Tennessee doesn't have any money. Me and Nathan were talking about this off stream. What do you think? It's Tannehill, Henry. Those are two big cap hits, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, Tannehill's a big one this year, but...
Do you think cap had anything to do with this, or you think it was just they decided to make this play?
I think there's just certain teams that, as we go through this wide receiver, pay increase, that teams aren't going to be willing to pay.
Yeah,
because
AJ Brown really off. Brown had an off year last year too.
He did. He went through some injuries.
A lot of injuries.
Him and
Julio.
Julio, yeah. I mean, it's tough.
Yeah. Where are we at now? What pick are we at?
What pick are we at now? Oh, there it is.
God damn. We're in the fourth round?
Marcus Jones, yeah. At 85.
Jesus.
Late third. We're in the third still.
Willis still sitting out there? All these guys are still sitting out there. Damn. Yeah,
I did.
Honestly, this is where these quarterbacks should have went. Sorry also if this pod's a little weird, but we are literally watching the draft as we're doing it. I never got to say my favorite first round pick. I like Drake London to the Falcons. I like that. They needed a guy. I thought it was going to be Garrett Wilson. I said it on the pod that I thought it was going to be Garrett Wilson. And I said it was going to be bad. But guess what? Instead, they went with maybe the guy I think is the best receiver in this draft, Drake London. So that's going to fit well. I like having, a really good up-and-coming wide receiver and a really good tight end on the same team. Like, that just seems like Julio and Tony Gonzalez type shit, if you can get it rolling. Maybe they can develop Mariota into a good quarterback, too.
There we go. Yeah.
Their
whole thing, I heard a lot of people comparing Drake London to Mike Evans. I could see that being a very similar career up until Tom Brady came.
London's a tall dude. And London gets up there and he can snag a ball. Absolutely. I like that. Those receivers are always the best receivers. Those are the Adels, the D-Hops, the guys that get up there and can fucking steal from somebody. I like the slot guys and the quick guys too, like Tyreek. But, you know, they kind of sputter out too quick. Once they can't run, what the fuck can they do? You know, they got to be good at route running too. And, I mean, yeah, you're one injury away from losing that speed too. You know, an ankle injury, your speed's gone. You're always going to be tall.
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, and if you get up there and get the ball too, like, you're most definitely probably can keep that going too. Oh, we have breaking news. Malik Willis got drafted. Titans,
baby.
Titans, Nathan, instant reaction. What do you think?
Great pick in this spot.
Incredible pick.
The delayed reaction from my phone's coming in. Incredible pick. At this spot, I totally get it. And like I said, the Titans have a big cap hit if they get rid of Tannehill this year. If they get rid of him next year, it doesn't matter.
Dude, Mike Vrabel?
This is great for them.
This is incredible. Mike Vrabel could continue. Like, because honestly, like, when you thought about this Tennessee championship window, I don't even know if it's there or not. But you know what I'm saying. As long as they're a contender. Like, we thought it, I thought it's as long as Tannehill can stay healthy, right? Or as long as Tannehill can stay
competent.
Or as long
as Derrick Henry can stay healthy.
That, too. I mean, that's a big factor, too. But if Tannehill falls off, what are you going to do?
Right.
You know, now they have that backup.
He doesn't have much room to fall off before you're losing that edge.
Exactly. Like, he was worse than he was the year before last year.
Brady and Rodgers fall off a little bit. That's fine. Tannehill falls off a little bit. You're missing a lot.
Exactly. Like, if Tannehill would have played like he did 2 years ago last year, I think they could have been in a different spot. Or even three years ago last year. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
But I like the pick. I like it a lot. I think that's a great system to be in, too. It's a damn shame that A.J. Brown just got traded, though. Because that would have been... That's an easy rookie helper right there is A.J. Brown.
Yeah, that's a shame, but...
Any picks you didn't like in the first round?
I said one of them, Trayvon.
Yeah, Trayvon going one.
Let me take a scan through here.
Yeah, you want me to give you mine?
Yeah.
I didn't like the Saints going 11 with Chris... what is it? Olave?
Olave.
Olave. God, welcome to the NFL Draft Show where I fuck up everybody's name. I've done this for 3 years, and every year I cannot get anybody's name right. Olave. Yeah, I didn't like him. Like, I understand the hype with him, but if he would have went in the 20s or the 30s, I would have been fine with it. This just seemed like they're kind of fighting with themselves here, you know? Like, hey, we're going to take him before anybody else gets him.
You know... I didn't like a lot of the trading up for receivers.
Yeah.
I my initial reaction to this receiver class is you're going to see... I think there's going to be a lot of busts in the first round.
What do you mean? Detroit traded for Jameson Williams. I thought you liked the Jameson Williams pick.
I think he can be good. I like them taking... I didn't say all of them are going to be busts.
Oh.
I said you're going to see a lot of them.
Like the Jets, you didn't like the Jets one either? Garrett Wilson?
Garrett Wilson, I think you could flip a coin on. Chris Olave, I'm not big on.
Yeah, no, I don't like that one.
Jahan Dotson, Treylon Burks, just not big on a lot of these guys.
Yeah, I don't understand that Dotson. I mean, I agree with you.
The league shifting as a whole in this draft, though. You can
we
see
are
in
look at the
in,
wide
in the
receivers.
Second and third round, tons of receivers, and I'll tell you what, lots of corners and a lot of safeties. There's been a lot of safeties in the second and third round today.
Jeez, this is crazy. Yeah, this is crazy. How many wide receivers were taken? Because they're all in like bunches. Yeah. Oh, jeez. What else do we got here? We gotta have something. Which team do you think had the best first round? I liked Jets. A lot of these.
I'm gonna say Jets.
I gotta say shout out to the bad teams, like Detroit.
I agree, Detroit, I picked.
Yeah, that's my pick. Jameson, you had Aiden Hutchinson. You know, that's a good first round.
I can't argue that. Detroit had a strong first round.
And after this year too, they can cut Goff. You know, so
yeah, absolutely.
They're gonna have some cap. So next year, you don't need Jameson Williams to be good next year. I mean, he's probably gonna miss next year, but like he comes in the second year, you got a new QB. You know, you can actually get some chemistry going.
And they don't even necessarily have to, with the way the league's going right now, you know, if they can get a bunch of quality players in there in free agency, you know, drafting this year, free agency and drafting next year, they can, you know, you've got teams that nowadays, you know, quarterbacks are starting to move too.
Yeah, true.
You might be able to trade for somebody after next
Kyler,
year. Or,
I mean, there's names out there. Yeah, yeah, like Kyler. Kyler's name's thrown around. Rodgers. Rodgers might be available.
Rodgers is available every year.
I like that. I would probably say Detroit is my personal favorite. Even though I talk shit on the Jameson Williams pick, but I think you're right. You hit the nail on the head when it's like, what do they need to do next year? I would have said Baltimore if they didn't trade away Marquise Brown for nothing. I mean, they turned into Kyle Hamilton. I think Kyle Hamilton's...
Other than them not taking a receiver, to this point at pick what 80 something now, I don't know what.
Yeah,
89.
they took a 89. Center and they took Kyle Hamilton in the first round.
Yeah, and they got a good center. They did.
Very good. Yeah, Iowa guy.
I think they got two very quality picks there, but the receiver, I don't get it.
I kind of liked what the Texans did too. You know, they waited on the guard position, the lineman. They got Kenyon Green, Texas A&M guy. I think he's good. You know, I think he's a good player. Derek Stingley, you can argue that guy's going to be a shutdown corner. You know, I think
he didn't play last year, but he certainly looked like it the year before.
Yeah. You know, I think these bad teams are kind of trying to step it up a little bit.
Oh, by the way, I got to throw this in. Second round, Buffalo Bills took Dalvin Cook's brother, James Cook.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's going to work out. Pick. If James Cook is a semi-decent athlete, that team's going to be fucking ridiculous. I can't wait to see it.
Georgia put him everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia would line him up out wide, put him in the slot, doesn't matter. They put him everywhere. He can catch, he can run. Yeah, he's going to be good.
So, I didn't talk to Nathan about this, but might as well say it now. We're done with this pod, right? You got anything else you want to say?
No, we're good.
Next week, we're going to do the whole full draft breakdown. We'll talk about best picks, sneaky picks, whatever you got. We just want to do a quick, you know, first, second, whatever round we were filming at, breakdown. Just to get a little more content, you know. So, that's what we're going to be doing next week. We'll break down the entire draft. Nate, you got any final thoughts?
So, I didn't mention this to you yet, but Missouri Senate. What's his name? Denny Hoskins. Missouri Senator Denny Hoskins. Filibustered.
Oh, he did?
Killed it. He killed it.
How long did he go?
4 hours.
4 hours? That's weak.
4 hours. I know.
Come on.
He killed it. Dude, this sucks. Frickin' Missouri.
Why is that still a thing?
I don't know. Who filibusters anymore? I mean, come on.
That's so stupid. That's so stupid. My final thought. So, obviously, you know, a big NBA fan here. One of my least favorite things that I see in that sport, and there's a lot of them, is whenever guys are labeled as injured and then start throwing in between the leg dunks and are reverse slamming it, like, in warm-ups. How the fuck are you injured then? That doesn't even make any sense.
This is Zion, right?
Yes. Yeah. This is Zion. I mean, Ben Simmons dunked, but he looked like, you know, he'd been retired for 10 years, and that was his first dunk. He looked like Michael Jordan at 50.
Yeah, like, Zion's in an empty gym doing between the leg dunks. Yeah,
I don't get it. Sweating profusely. That's a big man too. He tore down the rim. He did a bunch of videos like that.
He's not ready yet.
Who's that for? Let's get some press. It's not good or bad press. It's just stupid press.
Right. Because
it just gets people being like, "What? What the fuck?
Why the fuck isn't he playing?"
That's like me, you know, telling work I'm sick, I'm so sick, and then adding all my friends on Facebook, or all my coworkers on Facebook, and posting how I went to the fucking park all day. It's like, why are you flirting with that? Why are you flirting with, you know, people thinking you're a liar? I don't know. I hate it. Crazy. It pisses me off. Okay. Nathan.
What's going on in that series?
What?
The Suns. Did they win? Yeah.
Did they win?
Yeah, they clinched yesterday.
This is the PSO live show. I actually kind of like doing it live. It's fun. Keeps me on my toes. Right now, Timberwolves and Grizzlies is going on. Celtics sweep. That was good. Chris Paul was 14 for 14.
Oh, that's
fucking
right. Yeah,
perfect game. Perfect game. Okay. All right. We gotta wrap it up.
Alright.
I don't say that very often. Nathan.
Spread the word.
Spread it.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.